Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Maganzini. Changes at a clinic in Middlebury have some concern that migrant workers could lose access to medical care. The Open Door Clinic has stopped coordinating rides for migrant workers to travel to their medical appointments. However, the clinic has provided a list of volunteer drivers and translators for Addison County's estimated 500 migrant workers. And clinic officials, along with Addison County Transit, have applied for a grant to eventually reestablish the coordinated ride program. Reporter John Flowers has written about this issue for the Addison Independent, and he joins us now on the line to talk about these issues. John, thanks for talking with us.
Sure.
First, could you give us some background on how the clinic started the rideshare program in the first place?
Yes, it was in around 2006 or 2007 that the Open Door Clinic joined with a citizens group that has been extending some help to migrant workers. Basically, they joined forces, and the Open Door Clinic, which is a non-profit organization here on the Porter Medical Center campus that provides free care to qualifying individuals, they agreed to extend this help to migrant workers, and it began on-site. The clinic held some clinics at some of the larger farms in Addison County. Then the clinic began to organize rides. It began recruiting volunteers, many of them retirees, who had time and a vehicle and were willing to shuttle these migrant farm workers, many of whom have not much English proficiency, to appointments at Porter Medical Center or even to hospitals in Burlington and Rutland. This process has worked pretty well. Just to give you a sense, in 2009, the Open Door Clinic coordinated 31 healthcare-related rides for migrant workers in Addison County, and last year, that number went up to 667 rides. So this increase in demand has put a lot of pressure on the Open Door Clinic's very limited administrative staff.
And what do you think made the program so successful?
I think that it was very well coordinated. I mean, you had testimonials from people saying that, you know, the person was ready when I drove over to pick them up. The clinic always made sure that a Spanish-speaking individual was available so that we understood the needs of the client. Some of the volunteers established a very nice rapport with some of their riders, and so, yes, it was a very well-celebrated program.
But then they had to stop coordinating the rides because it just took up too much time?
Yes, the Open Door Clinic, as you can imagine, operates on a shoestring budget. They have limited personnel. An administrator who had taken on this responsibility at the clinic suddenly found herself spending around 25 hours of her average work week coordinating these medical rides. And it just became too much for the clinic. And at the end of July, this past July, had to stop coordinating these rides because of the demand on resources. However, as you pointed out in your opening report, there is an effort underway to get grant money to help subsidize these rides in the future and also to pay for a part-time interpreter slash organizer of these rides.
Now, you mentioned the new law that allows undocumented workers to obtain driver's license privileges. We would expect that more workers would then be able to drive themselves. Has that been the case?
Yes, that 2013 law did allow for undocumented workers to obtain driver's licenses. And by most accounts, there are patients who used to get rides who are now driving themselves to appointments, but in spite of that new law, the demand for rides remains steady and on the increase.
So the clinic stopped coordinating the rides at the end of July. How has the volunteer effort been going since they stopped coordinating?
Drivers that have been doing this are still available through a list that the Open Door Clinic has provided to some of the farms and migrant workers. And there is a hope that the need will be met to the greatest extent possible until a more coordinated program can be reestablished. One of the conundrums here is that the drivers that have been volunteering have been doing so under their individual driver's insurances. And, you know, some observers are saying that opened them up to some potential risks in the event that they were to have an accident while giving a ride to another individual. The Open Door Clinic has been trying to collaborate with Addison County Transit Resources, the local public transportation organization here, and ACTR is willing to provide these rides on a one-on-one basis and has a program, dial-a-ride program, that would provide this kind of service. However, the cost of doing so would be more than a lot of people could afford. There's a $13.20 administrative charge for the ride before it starts, and then a 57 cent per mile mileage fee. And, you know, that raises concerns that the charge for a migrant worker to get to and from an appointment could be in the $40 to $50 range. Leaders of ACTR are saying this is kind of the cost of doing business when you need to obtain all the insurances that are needed and also the exhaustive background checks that are conducted on drivers.
Now, if Addison County and the clinic get this $150,000 grant that you were speaking of, how would a new ride program be set up? Who would run it?
It would be a collaboration, as I understand it, between ACTR and the Open Door Clinic. ACTR is the acronym for Addison County Transit Resources, and the money would help subsidize rides for those who need them. And they're also talking about using some of that money to hire a part-time dispatcher with proficiency in both Spanish and English.
John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
Sure, thank you.
John Flowers is a reporter with the Addison Independent.